tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Season 6, episode 9, I alone, but guess what? I'm not alone right now. Mm-mm. I'm Roxy Stryer alongside Tiana Hodson.
Hello, everyone.
Katie Campbell.
Hello.
And our very permanent host, Sam Davidson.
Hi, guys.
Yay. We are so excited to have you permanently on this panel.
Me too.
You've been teasing us and dropping in sometimes, but now we get you for good.
You guys are so lucky. And so am I. I'm really excited to be here.
We're kind of Delana broken up a little bit right now. By the table.
Yeah.
We did that on purpose. I only sit with my lovers. Okay, so here's the deal. Tonight was an episode that, like, kind of made me want to cry for a very long time. Not because it was bad, just because, oh my God, when I watch Bonnie in tears, I'm in tears. We are not going to do that to you guys.
No.
We're going to make you laugh. We're going to make you giggle. We're probably up. More at us than with us, but you know. Sometimes you just gotta be the butt of the joke.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine.
Okay.
You said butt.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
You got the tone. All right, let's start a little bit with my girl who's crying. Bonnie, guys. I mean, this poor girl, she can't catch a break. I'm feeling the same way that Jeremy's feeling about her. You know what? I'll believe it when I see it. I will believe it when I see it because tell me she's coming back, but she is not. What do you guys think about her?
I'm so sad about it. I teared up when she started crying at the end. I'm telling you, I wanted it to happen so bad, so I felt somewhere inside of me that she might not get out, but I didn't want to believe it.
Right. You thought by the end of tonight she might have gotten out?
I wanted to believe that.
I believed it. The whole episode, like, it's starting out and it's all about getting her, and I knew that Kai was already going to be here, mm-hmm. so we were going to be going up against that time,
right.
You know, the race there, but every ounce of me was like, this is the episode that Bonnie gets back to us, because next week's the winter finale, so it's like, they have to have her back for one episode, like, so she's in the finale with everyone, and we're not dealing with this after the winter break.
Okay.
But that didn't happen. Everything
Sam?
I thought was going to happen didn't.
Well, I mean, I just, she's going to come back. Like, they wouldn't keep lingering her. Like, if she's dead, you know, like, I mean, Alaric was dead for a while. He came back. He had his own show. It got canceled. He came back. But it's not the kind of, you know.
Is
the
that
same,
what happened?
Yeah, that is. I like that show, though. But it's not the same situation as Bonnie. Like, Bonnie has been in every single episode mm-hmm. just in 1994.
Right.
So the girl's coming back. It's not a question of her contract or what's happening. Like, they're keeping her in this. She's going to come back at some point, which
right.
I'm hoping and thinking is next week.
Here's how we know she was not going to come back tonight. And this is just because we're on season 6 of Vampire Diaries, and we know how these winter finales work. It's obviously going to be the way they leave us on the cliffhanger. She's finally coming back or whatever it is. Like, that
right.
is next week. We will get her back next week, or we'll be just about to get her back on the cliffhanger. Whatever it is, I know that's coming. Next week's episode looks awesome. I think a lot of this week was a setup for next week, which is fine. That has to happen sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But it really didn't move the needle that much tonight, I felt.
But aren't we sick of the cliffhanger being, is she, isn't she dead?
It's cliche.
Like,
yeah.
It's just always that. So that's why I wanted so badly for it to happen in this episode, so that next week it's like, okay, she's back. So we're done with that. Let's focus on Kai being here and what that means for everyone.
Well, I think that saying that is true. She's been a cliffhanger. Is she alive? Is she not? For
right.
several seasons. But the thing is, I think that that will be something, but there will be an even bigger cliffhanger.
Yeah.
I think these writers have to be sitting there and looking at each other like, let's mess with Bonnie again. Like, come on.
It's like, what did Kat Graham do?
Right. Pick on someone your own size. Poor little girl.
They're all still mad for that season when she was like, guys, I kind of want to go focus on my music. And so they're still punishing her from that. So they keep playing with her character's fate.
It's saying to her, you can die anytime, girl. We can kill you off anytime. Like, there's never a moment where I will be shocked that she's gone because I've always prepared for her to be gone.
Yeah.
It's just inevitable. But what I do like seeing that is different this time. So Elena's always trying to get Bonnie back wherever Bonnie is, but Damon has not in the past. And now Damon is on team I Love Bonnie, get her back, even though she's a little annoying. So let's give the shout out to Bayman fans for a second. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm not Camp Bayman, but if I was, tonight would have been a very strong episode for me. Because again, he's fighting for her. He's sitting on the porch and he's telling Elena that Bonnie was the only one who kept his hope, and that's why he did all these bad things. And he didn't mean to compel his best friend to lark, but he has to get Bonnie back because she's an even better friend. And oh my gosh, woe is Damon. Honestly, Bayman must be going insane. I see it on the social media. What do you guys think in Bayman's perspective?
Can Bayman just be, like, a friendship? Like, can we... that's what I think and I want.
So you're not shipping them. You love the friendship.
She's shipping them as friends.
Yeah.
This is a platonic ship.
Can you platonically ship?
Yes.
That's a question for you guys. I don't know. Are you hip enough to say that?
Yes, I am, because I'm on Once Upon a Time, and we ship Regina and Emma together as, get them actually getting along, not them being, like, in a lesbian relationship together.
It is a ship, because it's relationship and friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
So you're... so then, in that case, I totally ship Bayman.
Friendship Bayman.
I friendship Bayman. I friendship the heck out of Bayman. I just didn't know that I could be Delana and Bayman at the same time, but if you're telling me I can...
You can.
Then I am.
But there are those who are Bayman fans in a very romantic way, and they want them to be together and dating. I personally, every time Damon brought up Bonnie tonight to Elena, he also brought it back to, she's the one who helped me get back to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was very clear. The overall theme of it was, Bonnie was there for me because I missed you so much. We came to your house together every day.
Right.
Like, everything he did, it was about getting back to Elena.
Katie, what you got?
I mean, I don't really know if I necessarily am a Bayman relationship, but I can see it going that way. I see what you're saying about the whole, you know, I came back for you, but he did say to Elena, I'm not doing this for you, I'm doing this for Bonnie. And I think, like we've talked about on other after shows, that relationships can grow out of friendships. And I know a lot of people are in favor of that. I think it's a beautiful thing. So it could be heading down that path.
It could happen. At this point in my life, I don't want it to happen that way. But Elena is kind of pissing me off. So.
Okay, go into that a little bit.
Well, I just think that she thinks that the world revolves around her. Like, the fact that Damon even had to say, I'm not doing this for you, I'm doing this for Bonnie. It's like, she's like, oh, clearly this is another play for you to get me to fall back in love with you.
In all fairness, the tagline of the show is, one girl stuck between two guys. So the world kind of does revolve around Elena, but I totally know what you mean. In real life, I think a lot of us have agreed that Elena's a little annoying.
Yeah,
if she was your friend, you'd be like, oh, come on, girlfriend.
Get over yourself.
Right.
Well, does anyone else think, though, cut you off, but that she, like, lost part of her brain a little bit.
She
was controlled by a lark.
Well, she's just, like, do me a favor and elaborate for a second. Let's go there.
When she was compelled, I mean, she lost so many memories, right, with Damon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what else did exactly she lose? Because it's not that simple when you cut a part of someone's life out of their brain.
Here's the deal. You lose memories, you lose experience. You lose life experience, you lose who you are. If you lose part of who you are, you lose your knowledge. If you lose your knowledge, then you lost part of your brain. Mm-hmm. So, yes, absolutely. I think that if you took a person in my life that meant to me as much as that meant, as Damon meant to her, and you cut them out, I wouldn't be the same person. Tiana. Honestly, if I lost Tiana, I would have to get compelled to forget, because I would just be, I would be doing drugs like Elena.
Yeah, but would you remember, like, the rest of this panel? Would you remember half of the conversation that happened here, and every time I spoke,
I think that I was sitting here team Delana by myself, would I be like, I had no support, and then I would hate them because you weren't supported? I mean, I don't know.
Well, those members would be gone. I don't like how Elena doesn't pick up on things as easily as some of the other characters. Damon at one point knew, like, oh, maybe Kai's out, and he picked up on that. Joe was picking up on things. She's like, maybe, Alaric, you're compelled, but she just
doesn't pick up on these things. She didn't pick up on the fact that Joe might not have easily given an ascendant.
Yeah.
We have to ask a question right now. So, Tiana, what is the... So, at... So, Valentia, who's great on Twitter, at Valetoscope, says the platonic ship equals...
a bro TP?
What's bro TP? Does that... Can anybody explain that to us? That's to you guys. It's capital B, lowercase R-O, capital T, capital P. Bro TP.
No clue on that one.
Search that hashtag.
You know,
clearly I'm not as young as I thought I was when I just said that I can ship people platonically.
I think that I'm hip, and then my 18-year-old sister is like, honey, please. And I'm like, damn, I don't know anything. I don't know anything. Bro TP. Somebody tell me what that means. Okay, so, honestly... You guys, I think that if I didn't remember Tiana, I would still have my memories of you guys, but I wouldn't be as smart and intelligent as person as I am today. So I understand what we're saying.
Yeah, because I mean, it's literally like clippings. Like I literally see a scissors going through, like, bleep, bleep, bleep. Like, so I mean, you're not going to be as
like
smart.
You just cut out the person's like face in the photo and
bloop, 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 little snips.
Yeah, I don't know. I did get a little upset with Elena because it seems like backtracking tonight. And she sits there, and she gets so mad at Damon for compelling Alaric to go get the Ascendant. Guess what?
What did you
do? If he doesn't do... And even Alaric's like, getting her back was never off the table. Without the Ascendant, it is off of the table. So, you know what?
There's a loophole for everything.
I guess, but we need it. We need it. So, just because Damon's the only one with the cojones to do it, like...
Kaido's already out anyway.
That's the part that kind of... It's so, like... hurtful.
He is didn't
that
he do
was
that
out anyway, mm-hmm. regardless if they had stolen that ascendant or not.
Right,
he was already coming back, but no one wants to hear that side of the story.
Everyone wants to blame Damon.
Yeah,
which is why I said
to conclusion
during the episode because I felt really bad for him. I just looked at the screen and I said, "I love you, Damon," and he heard me. You want to know how I know? It's a feeling.
It's fine. I say it's...
You sound crazy.
You guys, clearly, he gave you his blood, so you guys have that connection.
It's a sire bond.
Yeah, sire bond.
I've been sirely bound.
Yeah. You sound crazy.
I have a question for Kai burning up the Ascendant. Okay, he had an Ascendant in 1994, and she had the Ascendant in real life. So there's got to be another one somewhere.
Wait, explain what you mean.
Okay, 1994, he got out because he had the Ascendant, and then Joe was also hiding it in our time.
Right.
So there's two of them. Because it's a different world. So where did the
That's
Ascendant
why
go?
You need both of them, I think, to connect. No. Isn't one Ascendant bring you not to the other Ascendant?
No, just one, because they didn't have Joe's Ascendant before.
They didn't have it, but it was out there. It was out there in the year that they were trying to get to.
I thought it was just Bonnie's blood, Bennett Witch's blood, the Ascendant, and the Moon.
The Moon.
I think you just need those things. I don't think you need both of them.
Yeah. So you think there's another one?
Yeah,
so or we could witchy wash it together. Like, great.
But it also means that if you have to think about the knife, too, that Joe put her powers into,
yeah,
because that existed in 1994, and it exists now.
Mm-hmm.
So
are there two.
So, like, does Kai still have that one from 1994? Did he bring it back with him? Like, does her power, like, become twice as powerful if she uses both of the knives to get her powers back?
But will they both exist at the same time?
Yeah.
You want to know why we have all of these questions? Because this show is called Vampire Diaries. So from the beginning of the show, we've been so focused on vampires that we've kind of got them down to a T. We know what's going on with vampires. But witches, I'm still very confused about witches. Mm. Especially when it comes to, we were talking about tonight, Mystic Falls. It's so weird to me that Mystic Falls is, like, magic-free, but the witches can be there, but they can't use their magic there, but they can be there. It's not like they died there, so they don't burn like the vampires do. So I don't understand witch magic, and they're all different kinds of witches, so I don't know when you are in a different year with the same device, what happens. We need a spinoff called Witchy Wonderland. That was pretty good.
I was wondering what you were going to spit out after that.
I honestly thought of it off the cuff.
Like, that was really
that was
good.
Great.
I could do stand-up.
No, don't quit your day job.
No. Okay.
You're cute.
Well, what's so cool, though, about this season, like, we've never really tackled time travel in the Vampire Diaries until now, which is one of the things, only things they have not tackled.
Time travel!
And it's awesome. But like, thank you for that, by the way. Like, we need to record that. I, like, want it every time.
I need that as a sound effect from, yeah, like, the booth.
Seriously.
Time travel! Told you I was good at this.
But, so, every, like... are they time? It is time travel, technically. Like, yeah, what yeah. they're doing. And so, exactly like what Tiana said is into question, too. Like, are the physical things, like the knife and, you know, everything else, like, do they. Because the bear, let's talk about the bear for a second. Because remember Bonnie's bear? She was able. So she put it out, right? Like, two episodes ago. So Damon could see it to know that she was still alive.
She sent it out. She sent it out right. so Kai wouldn't have the magic. She put the magic in the bear and sent
bear
it out.
And threw it.
I don't really necessarily think she would have known it would have gotten to Damon, but it was more so just to get the magic
and
out.
And then
there.
Damon went to go and it was sitting there.
So was that bear no longer there in 1994? Like,
no, it was no longer in 1994 because she threw it out of 1994.
Into that weird white light with when the Ascendant happens.
Exactly. Like what Damon did.
Yeah.
But Mrs. Cuddles was not in the real time anyway. In our time, it wasn't
How
out there.
Say
so
that
there
with
was
a straight face.
Mrs. Cuddles.
Mrs. Cuddles. That's his name.
It's true. It's a very good point.
But there weren't two of them. There was just one because she didn't have Mrs. Cuddles in today's time. But there were two Ascendants because we know that Joe had it and Kai had it.
Yeah. What do you guys think about Joe? She's a smarty pig. I mean, being from Boston, we just call her wicked smart. She's wicked pissa smart. I mean, honestly, this woman, it took her... We always yell at the show, like, how are you not figuring this out? It took her 2 seconds to realize that Alaric was telling the truth and that he was compelled by Damon.
Yeah.
I'm loving her character. I'm loving the realism she brings to the show. I think she's pretty badass. What do you guys think about Joe?
I love Joe. I think she's great for the show. I think she's great for Alaric, who I love Alaric. So for me to let him go so easily, you know, to someone new I barely know.
What's their ship name? Jalaric?
Jalaric.
But I think she's I think she's great, and I love that we learned a little bit more about her. I love that, you know, we know that if you give her some wine and some Thai food, she'll tell you anything.
Secret. And she keeps her pot with her underwear.
Yeah.
We have so many things in common. Just saying. I keep my Ascendant right next to me, too, in my pot underwear drawer. And I can time travel. You guys should come over sometime.
I keep my Ascendant in my underwear drawer.
Wait, with a little wink afterwards. Anyway, throw it to that side of the table for a second. What are we thinking about, Joe?
I like her. I like how smart she is. Compared to Elena, Elena's not picking up on anything. Joe picks up on everything.
And Elena's been around for so much longer.
I know. She doesn't
get it. I
don't
mean years-wise. I just mean this crew.
It has to be the snipping. But with Joe, I like her for Alaric, too. And I was bummed, but I'm glad she picked up on it. Because I didn't want them to separate over some argument. Because, you know, Alaric was compelled. I like them together, and I'm rooting for them. I don't want him to lose another girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah, no. I think that she is like Isabel back in the day was it he thought that was the love of his life. And you know, then he met Jenna and I loved Jenna. But I think that Joe
I miss Aunt Jenna.
I know, me too. But I think that Joe is like the perfect kind of combination of both. Like she knows all the bad stuff and she's very, very powerful, but she's a really good person and really doesn't want to have much to do with any of it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think that part of why she is so smart and so suspicious of everything is from her past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, she knows about, she's seen the horrible, horrible sides of, you know, people from such a young age that she's grown up kind of like always looking over her shoulder a little bit. I know she said that, you know, she made a deal with her family, you know, betray your brother and you can go off, we'll let you go away. But she still had to always spend all those years thinking about it and fearing that this might happen someday. She knew this was going to come, so I think she's always suspicious of every situation.
Yeah.
I think that's a good point. Yeah. But then a lot has happened in Elena's life, too.
But it got snipped out, apparently.
Yeah.
You guys are telling me that the barber did a hack job.
Even without that, Elena still wouldn't be picking up on all this, guys. We know Elena.
Nice.
She's always like, oh, it's rainbows and butterflies.
You know what still confuses me about Joe, though, and this whole Joe-Kai situation? Honestly, I don't understand if they merged how Joe could possibly die. She's the one with the powers.
Because he's going to take her powers. Yeah. And I was talking with some people on YouTube about this. They're very smart. They're you know, bringing it to our attention.
That's the best. I love that.
And he's going to take her powers so she can't even fight back. She'll just die.
Yeah, but I feel like when you merge like that, I imagine two people like sprinting at each other and one of them bounces and one of them dies flat. Like, I just picture her winning. I think she can do it. She might need a little brain training, like some strengthening of the mind, but I really think she's got this. And by the way, I didn't mean to laugh at you talking about people on YouTube. I usually say chatting with people on YouTube. So when you're talking, I'm like, picture you actually talking out loud to your computer, which is very endearing.
I was doing that too.
Yeah. Well, because they're the best. You guys are the absolute best on YouTube, on iTunes. You guys keep the comments coming. Rate, comment, subscribe. If you're on one, go over to the other. If you're on the other, come back to the first one. We read everything. You guys know we comment back to you guys. We love you guys so much. You really come out for us. So thank you. That was my little shout out to my friends.
Well,
back to you guys.
I was just going
to
say, the point right now is that right now, Joe doesn't have any magic. So they can't merge right now anyways because she doesn't have magic.
Yeah, right? That's true.
Kai knows where she's hiding her magic here. Mm-hmm. So even if that, you know, the knife that he found in 94, even if that's like no good, he could still go back to his family's house and get her other knife in present day and like get her magic, but it wears off. And I'm not sure because we didn't get to see Kai actually coming back, right, which I really wanted to see Kai coming back because I want to know how long that magic stayed in him because he had all of Joe's magic in knife.
We know that he still has magic in him because...
Well, he took Liv's.
Oh, because of Liv.
Did he take all of Liv's?
No, he took some of it. But that knife had all
of... He asked nicely, he said please, and then he was just borrowing it for the day.
Yeah,
know?
He took... That knife had all of Joe's magic in it. So does it, all of her magic just drain through him in that one journey through the Ascendant to get here?
I don't think so. I don't think you can eliminate somebody's magic like that. I don't think magic really runs out like that.
It's only temporary, though, when he takes it. So does
temporary.
He still have it?
Or have access to it? I don't know. We have a lot of questions and not that many answers.
In today's world, though, Stefan, last episode, threw the knife at the house.
Right.
And so where is the knife now? It's not in the tree stump anymore.
Well, did Kai bring it back? Too? Well,
Kai?
That was in today's world.
But now are there two knives?
That's what I asked earlier.
We were very
are there
unclear
two knives now?
When Kai came back, we were all watching it, and we were like, wait, well, what day is he in? He's in present day.
I was like, who's driving him? Because I thought we were going to pick up from him, like, leaving Bonnie and driving back to Mystic Falls or something.
Exactly. I really, you know, I've had a couple of those iPhone headphones before, and they're not strong enough to break somebody's neck. You would break right through. If I tried to do that on you,
it would just snap.
You turn around and be like, ha ha ha, girl, like,
and then I kill you
and you eat me. Or this wolf would pounce.
Yeah, the wolf would pounce.
Yeah,
seriously,
she smiles, but I'm seriously wolf.
Good to know that the wolf has my back, though.
Let's talk a little Liv and Tyler here because we got a moment tonight that I have been waiting for. I know you guys have been waiting for Liver, guys. I'm loving Liver. Yes. I'm loving me some Liver.
I'm the only one that's not.
You?
What?
Oh, I remember this.
I don't even know you.
You don't kill my vibe. Yo, okay. Let's start with the positive energy, and then we can get it brought down over there. So, I honestly have been waiting for this kiss. Tyler stepped up. Liv saved his wolfy life. And now he's like, I got your back. And finally tonight, it seems like they've been dating. And I'm like, if you're dating, where's the makeout sesh? And we got it.
Boom. It wasn't good enough to get her to stay, but it was still there.
He looks like a pretty good kisser.
She was going to leave regardless of how good that kiss was. Yeah.
I understand that.
What about that Caroline Tyler scene circa season 3?
Speaking of Caroline,
where was she?
Yeah. Get over it.
It ain't 1994 no more.
Why do we hate... So, Sam, why are you hating Liver?
Because I just think she's like an alternative version of Caroline.
And you love Caroline.
Yeah.
Caroline!
I love Caroline. And
I was singing a real song.
I know. Caroline, I know. Yeah, yeah. Outcast, I got that. Yeah.
You picked up what I'm putting down.
She just wanted to talk about the show.
So she understood what I was doing, but she was actually trying to do our job. I get it.
I'm just singing. I just love singing Caroline. And I do love Caroline, and I'm kind of upset she wasn't in this episode.
I'm really upset. I'm surprised, too.
Was she on her honeymoon with the lead singer of The Fray? Probably. That might have been where she was.
Learning how to save a life. Oh, I gotta stop. It's really bad, guys.
I've been to one of their concerts, and it's so good.
Me too. It's great. I love
anyway. So, you know, I really like that finally Tyler, at the end, he came and jumped in and pushed Kai down. It's a little confusing because they're twins. I'm talking about Kai and Tyler.
Doppelgangers.
They're actually so similar looking.
I don't see it. Tyler has really dark hair.
So does Kai.
Kai's hair is like a light brown.
Might as well call him Kyler.
You guys are looking at.
I think they look different too.
I don't see any similarities between those two.
I can't tell them apart.
And all I'm looking at is their lips because I'd like to kiss both of them.
Yeah, I totally get that.
They are totally different in every single way. I do not see this whole their twin thing. No.
I feel like we're seeing different things. I think they're different too.
All right, I'm with
you, baby
girl.
Maybe you guys just think all white people look alike, and that's racist.
I know, it's hard for me. I really do. But they're both the brunettes with the darker eyes. I don't know. I just look at them, and I'm like, that's kind of strange to me, because I feel like they would have cast somebody different, although I think that he is doing a great job. So whatever, fine. I'm kidding. I can tell them apart almost sometimes. Not in previews. When it's a quick thing,
yeah.
Katie and I got a fight about it last week, because we saw the strangling scene, and I was like, why is Tyler strangling his cab driver? She was like, that's Kai, and I'm like, no.
We rewinded it like 10 times.
I'm like, he's trying to become a wolf again. Like, whole theory way off. Sorry, guys. Katie's like, you don't know anything. And you're right. Genius girl over there. Okay, so did you guys like that moment, though, even you, Sam, that he does come in and save her, even if it's just as friends?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. All right. And the most anticlimactic response of all time. Whatever. All right, let's move on to somebody that I am confused AF
about. Wait.
Okay. You don't want to talk about
Tyler that? And Kai, like, the end of the episode, guys. Like, that deal? Like, do you want to make a deal with the devil?
Oh, so you want to talk about that? You think that's important? I forgot for a second.
It is.
I think it's very important. And I'm over here on my phone looking at pictures of both of them trying to prove that they don't look alike.
So you think that part was important?
Did you find proof?
Oh, whatever.
I'm working on it still.
That part, we could just skip over that. Nobody would have noticed. Oh, my God. You guys would have slaughtered us. Thank you, T.
That was the cliffhanger for tonight.
Right. So why on earth does Kai want Liv alive? And why is he going to Tyler for his help? And is Tyler going to help him? I'm going to start with Katie.
Wow.
I was going to go to you, but you wanted it too bad.
No, I was I don't know what's happening.
You know, I really don't know. I mean, technically, Liv isn't a threat to him because of the whole merging. You have to merge with a twin. But
why do you want to kill her back in the day, then?
Because he was so mad, and he was just going to kill everybody, and he wasn't going to give them the chance to merge together. But I would think he would want to kill her, because even if he does merge with Joe, and Joe dies, and he becomes the big bad, can't Luke and Liv just do it again and then be the next person, and then Kai's not the leader anymore, and whoever wins out of Luke and Liv be the leader?
I don't know if that's how it works. Like, because when we were watching it, I was like, why does he want to kill Liv and probably Luke? Because does he need to kill them? And because they were supposed to die in the first place anyways.
This is what's confusing to me. The parents that have the twins, first they have Kai and Joe. And then they decide that they can't merge and run the whole clan. So what they need to do is keep having kids until they have twins. Finally, they have Liv and Luke. So they stop having kids. Liv and Luke, Kai wants to murder them because they would be the ones who would rule.
Mm-hmm.
They still are right now the ones who would rule. So wouldn't he need to murder them in order for him to be the one that rules?
Because can he technically merge with Joe if... it's your 22nd birthday. Don't you have to be 22, or is it just, like, over 22?
Well, is he 22?
He kind of is, because he didn't age, but she's not.
Yeah, but I don't even know. I would figure he would want Liv and Luke to die before they merge.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's got something, he knows something. He's been in that world for a long time, and he's just wondering what's...
Do you think he's going to try to merge with Luke instead, or try to merge with somebody else that isn't his twin, but is another twin? Like, is there crossover twin merge?
Well, I mean, he already took some of Liv's powers.
Right.
So can he just take, like, all of their powers?
Or is he keeping her alive for now until he merges with her?
I don't know.
With Liv?
Yeah.
Hmm. Merge, like, sounds kind of like a sexual term.
And
sometimes.
It's weird because it's
like, hey, baby, you want to merge with
twins?
Me? Yeah.
I need to say really quick about last episode. I still don't understand the parents. I think the dad's going to come back out. What?
All right, come on, dude. She's pick stitching together a picture of Kai and Tyler, and they're identical. You
they,
gotta,
they do not look. I will post this on all social media. And
where
like,
can we find it?
Okay, you can find it at the Tiana Opson on Twitter
all
and
right,
on
you
Instagram.
Guys, you gotta slide
it
this over to
not
them,
look. Anything
you guys
alike.
Gotta check out at the Tiana Hobson once she does this because they look
exactly
oh my God,
alike.
No. You gotta look at pictures
what?
Of the next
different
to each
eyes.
Other. Come on, bro.
Come
look
on.
Their jaws, their chins.
Different nose.
Are we like in Shallow Hal right now?
This
like
is unbelievable.
Can
you screenshot that?
I mean, I'm just confused.
I'll send that to Josh right now so that we can pull that up in a little bit because we gotta make anybody on iTunes switch over to YouTube in a minute so that they can see this. This is all right. Let's move on. We'll come back to it. Go
but
ahead.
I wanted to say that I know the dad is going to come back out and he's going to be trying to kill Kai at some point, you know, maybe next episode. But I still don't understand why he was so quick to try to murder Joe, but he never murdered Kai back in the day. Why?
Why? Who was so quick to murder? The dad.
The dad. Well, I don't understand.
But, and instead he put Kai in a far-off land, you
yeah,
mean?
And then he was so quick to be like, well, this can't happen, so let's kill Joe.
Do you think there's a chance he couldn't kill Kai?
I don't... I think that... So they put Kai in 1994, mm-hmm. and the reason I think that he wanted to kill Joe was because he was like, Kai is going to get out, and he knew that when he did, he would get to Joe and take all of her powers, and so it'd be better if she was dead, because then he wouldn't be able to take them.
Right, I understand that, and then the coven is first before everything, but why didn't he just kill Kai in the first place so this... could never be a possibility.
I mean, that's a good question because he was ready to kill Joe, who is his daughter, and I think the reason they put him there in the first place because he doesn't want to kill his son.
Yeah.
But he was ready to kill his daughter.
So I just don't
It's a different kind of parent that wants to kill their
seems
kid.
Seems like a messed up family.
Yeah, I'm feeling
glad
grateful right about now. All right, can we move on to Sarah before?
Yeah,
all right.
We can do that now.
So we've sent the email where we would love if you pulled that up in a little bit. But okay, so until then, we're talking about this girl, Sarah, who's not actually Sarah, who's really Monique, and I'm wondering if she's from the originals. Just kidding, not really. Ha ha ha, reference. Speaking of that, we will have a little news and gossip later about one of our very own originals. Mm-hmm. I will tell you guys in a little. But, okay, Sarah, pretending to be one person, I'm going to tell you guys.
I want to know.
So, Sarah, that's why you got to stay tuned. I'm talking to you, Katie. What are we thinking right now? Matt is doing this weird, like, protecting thing over Sarah and trying to feel like he's got it, whatever. I've been very skeptical of her this whole time. Very good reason, apparently. What do you guys think about what's going on? Were you surprised Stefan picked up on everything so fast?
No.
Of course you weren't, because he's the love of your life, but
he
all right.
Is.
Go ahead. So what are you thinking?
I mean, there was something off about her. I just didn't think she was going to tell Stefan that she was the sister and everything's going to be great. You know, mm-hmm. there was something more there, and we learn that. I really do believe her, though, when she says that I just wanted a family.
Yeah, but like... Why this one?
So weird.
Because she didn't want to find her family, so she found an opportunity to be like a little.
I'm
gonna go find you know. Still.
So it's just a random family. She doesn't happen to know they're supernatural. You know, it's like the girl had a prerogative.
Well, yeah. She was really scared and shocked. I think when that whole supernatural thing happened and she was missing for a while. I think because she didn't know they were supernatural. She just was trying to find a family.
Oh, girl knew. Oh. Okay. All right. If you're on iTunes right now, we got to take a pause. We're switching over to YouTube to look at this picture. If you do not think that these guys look alike, what are you smoking?
I mean, okay, the
seriously.
Guy who plays Kai, I'm sorry, I don't know his name right now, but his nose is sort of like more up whereas,
yeah.
you know.
So you're calling
Trevor's
him a Whoville
like,
guy, all
no,
right?
No, like, it's just the position of his nose is different.
Yeah.
The eyebrows are different. The hair color, like, that's black hair, that's like brown hair right there.
Oh my God.
The
eyes
eye colors
are, so
are
different.
Like, look at the
their
eyebrow
face
arches.
Shape.
Like, one has arches,
the
one's like a straight line.
It's the face shape, mm-hmm. it's everything. I just think that they're identical.
Because they both have narrow heads,
right.
they look alike.
We have spent too much time on this, but I appreciate everything you just did, Tiana. You are so multi-talented, and the multitasking there was incredible.
Thank
and
you.
You guys at home, you gotta let us know, are you team Roxy Sam, or are you those other people? I forget their names.
Wow. This is the first time Roxy and I have been on the opposite sides of something.
I hate it. Can we make
up? And I don't like that we're fighting. But it's team Tiana and Katie.
I'm kind of mm-hmm. used to fighting with Katie. We disagree
yeah,
on Earth
we
thing.
Do. We do.
Except for our love for each other. Yay. And for Vampire Diaries. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, this but is so sweet.
Back to the Monique thing. Okay. Sorry to interrupt the love fest. Back to the Monique thing.
Monique Sarah, whatever her name is.
I did not believe her, but I also have more questions about her.
Mm. Because
how did she think she was just going to show up into these people's lives without them knowing something about
girl's got another thing coming.
You know, even if you went there and you were the realtor, like, wouldn't they know, okay, yes, we know that she survived, like, we know what she's been up to. Wouldn't they have been looking for her or something? Like, you can't just show up at a family's house like, I'm the girl, and be like, yeah, no, you're not.
Well, maybe she learned about it as she first came, and then that's why she's trying to dive deeper into it. Because she, I think when, I mean, she died in the episode, but I think when they first, when Stefan first compelled her, she took off the necklace, but I was like, she's got vervain on her somewhere else.
You think she is dead? You think that she had any vampy blood at some point?
I hope so.
Or she's
I
a think witch so. That somehow did a spell on herself. I don't know if she's dead. We invested a lot of time in this girl right now.
Well, I feel like if they do that with her, it's the same thing as Ivy. Like, we thought she was dead, and then all of a sudden she wasn't, and she was a vampire. I don't think they would do that again.
But we didn't care about Ivy. Yeah, I didn't care. I was kind of annoyed. I'm like, really, you're going to, like, use a vamp card on this chick, Ivy?
Mm-hmm. Do you guys care that much about Sarah?
I care a little bit more.
I care about her storyline. I'm just like, what's up? What are you back for? Who are you actually? I don't believe a word you say. But I was really happy to see that Stefan is the guy that I think he is, and that he did actually look after who Sarah was. And that's why I wasn't surprised, because I was shocked when Stefan hadn't even followed the little kid's life. Like,
We all asked.
Right. You were disappointed in your hubby, and I felt bad for you for a minute, but then we remember that he's a good dude.
Yes.
And we learned that tonight. So, Sarah, I don't trust you, but who I trust even less right now is Matt and Jeremy, because Matt is turning into the guy we thought he was going to, which is really, really bad, and now they're after Enzo. Enzo is in a weird place, too, and he drops a Caroline line tonight, which don't think we didn't notice. Yeah, don't think we didn't notice that, TBD, because we did. He is into her. Thoughts on that, on Enzo-Caroline relationship? Is that going to happen? Do you want it to? Just quick yes or no. Starting with you, to my left.
Is it gonna happen? Probably. Do I want it to? No.
Okay. Katie?
You would rather have Stefan and Caroline?
No, I just think that if she's with someone like Enzo, that's too reminiscent of someone like Klaus.
Ow, ow. Mm-hmm. That's why I like it. Okay, Katie, what are you thinking?
I don't know, because, yes, there last week I was kind of feeling the Steriline, but I like their chemistry, Enzo and Caroline.
But doesn't it remind you of Klaus, because he's, like, such a horrible, like, he's an outright horrible guy. He even said tonight, I put it out there, whereas Stefan hides his. Like, it's straight up, he's Klaus.
Well, maybe that's what they're trying to do. Yeah. That's what they're trying to do, is give us Claire a line, but in a different version, because Klaus is on
and
another.
I don't want that. I want her to either be with Klaus or find someone completely different.
Go ahead, Sam.
Sorry.
No, I think that Enzo is a tamer version of Klaus, something more that we can accept her being with, because, I mean, Klaus is, like, basically just very bad person. I mean, great character, not a good person. Caroline deserves to be with a good person. And I think Enzo is somewhere in the middle.
Yes, I think I'm unbelievably biased, but I do believe that Caroline is the most shipped couple of all time. actually, I think it's Chuck and Blair. But that was a little Gossip Girl reference for you. I think that having her with somebody like Enzo might fill that little hole that I feel enough. Not completely, but enough.
Because it feels like she's just going for the knockoff.
Are you laughing at me?
No, I said it just feels like she's going for the knockoff version of Klaus.
Why are you laughing at me?
She's laughing
at me. Because they're filling my whole
dirty.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I knew that's where you were going. It's
like,
I knew it.
It's like Caroline had the designer bag, and now she's buying, like, Prada. Like, you don't go from Prada to Prada.
But you guys love Enzo, right?
I like him.
I like him.
I'm glad he stayed as long as he did.
I don't understand why. Well, I understand why, but I don't like him going after Stefan in this way, because especially killing Sarah tonight. Why? Because you didn't believe that, like, Stefan was telling you the truth. She wasn't who she said she was. Right. You wanted more to the story, so you're just gonna kill it innocent.
It's none of his business.
It's none of your business. It's family business.
Yeah, but it's not family business because they're not family. That's what I'm saying to Matt.
But his whole mission being Stefan is kind of annoying, because there's other things going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, there's other people you could be battling right now, Enzo.
Why don't you guys want to talk about Matt and Jeremy?
Damon Fred.
Well, I just wanted to talk about Stefan and Enzo,
because it was on our board, and I just wanted to skip to the end of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I'm just trying to
again, you're trying to do the job, and yeah. I'm trying to move forward. Oh, I see how this is. You actually want to talk about the things that we need to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm just doing my due diligence. All right, but now I want to move on to Matt and Jeremy
a little bit. Talk about those two humans.
It is related because they do want to kill Enzo. Enzo, who wants to kill Stefan, and so it's all kind of a domino effect right now. Matt is trying to get Jeremy to become the Vampy Hunter again. I don't know what's a darker path, alcoholic Jeremy or Vamp Hunter Jeremy. Are you guys okay with this plan? Do we see it coming? Do we think Jeremy's going to get on board?
I saw Matt being Trip 2.0, but I didn't see
him. Who he, like, complimented tonight.
Yeah.
And Trip understood that. You're never going to put us first.
Yeah.
Oh, slippery slump, my dear.
Oh, my gosh. But I didn't see the whole him asking Jeremy, but I do think Jeremy's going to join in and... He's just so sick of being played with about Bonnie and about, oh, this is going to happen, and it doesn't. It gets right to the point, but something goes wrong. He's over it.
Yep. Sam?
Gosh, I don't know. I almost want to feel like Matt is being compelled. I know he's not. Like, I don't like where his character is going. I've always loved Matt. Like, I have...
Matty Blue Eyes.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
I know how you feel, girl.
But, yeah, I mean, if you imagine if you were them, what would you do? You would do what Matt's doing, probably.
Right.
So.
my thing is...
Yes?
Sorry.
Green tea?
Matt... I saw that coming. I know where it's going to go. Jeremy, I think he's going to come on board, but what scares me with him is that they're starting off going after Enzo, but what's to stop them from liking the sensation or, like, getting too involved to where they start hunting their actual friends? Like, where do you draw the line? Because I want Jeremy to channel his rage into something productive. Go after, like, who you guys... feel as a threat to your world. Like,
get back on our team.
Channel it to get Kai, you know, like, do something like that. But then what's to stop them from taking it a step further to Jeremy's pissed off at Damon, has been for years. Why wouldn't he go there? Why wouldn't he go after all these other people who've done stuff to them, too?
And I think Matt is thinking that his friends all these years are actually bad people. So he's going to convince Jeremy and keep telling him these aren't good people. They're hurting innocent people.
He's having a midlife crisis right now. Guys, I have to do a little bit of news and gossip. We'll talk more about it on the originals, but let's get to news and gossip and then to predictions.
AfterBuzz TV.
All right, so we will further discuss this on Tuesday's original, our after show, but I have to tell you guys that right now, Claire Holt, who plays Rebecca, you're not going to like where this is going.
I know.
She's in talks right now to be cast as Supergirl on CBS. Which is upsetting because of her leaving the shit. There's so many reasons. I'm going to let everybody have one comment, and then we have to get to our predictions. Go ahead, Katie.
Okay, I really do think that they're going to use Cammy's body to put Rebecca's character in. Because Rebecca is going to be leaving the originals.
Oh.
That's happening.
Fire. Okay, we'll talk more about that on Tuesday. Okay. T, what do you got?
I don't like this.
Oh, all right, Sam.
Supergirl's supposed to be brunette.
I think Supergirl will be amazing, though. I will say, if it does happen, I am happy for her. But, okay, for more discussion on that, tune in to Originals on Tuesday. Let's get to our predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
I'm going first.
Yep.
So I got a tweet earlier today, tonight, just about, you know, how long do we think until Joe is going to end up dead because of this whole Kai thing? My prediction, which was this before we even watched tonight's episode, because I was talking to my mom over Thanksgiving about this, guys. And
she watches the show?
Yeah, my mom is a huge fan. I think that Joe will use the bear to get Bonnie's powers, and I have a feeling that maybe a Bennett witch's power might be more powerful than a Gemini's. So then that's how she'll defeat Kai if they have to merge together, and then she will win.
Love that prediction.
Yeah, because Graham's... is the one who created it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they used a Bennett witch for a reason. So.
I want to know why or more of her involvement in that whole thing.
Maybe we'll see a flashback.
What does this side of the table think is going to happen in our mid-season mistletoe finale?
Oh, I love Christmas episodes.
Me too.
I think that Sarah is a Bennett. Somehow, some way, I think she's a Bennett. And
she comes back to life?
Yep.
She's alive.
No, yeah, she's I think, Duke. I also
oh,
think
oh,
she's
that for, Sarah.
Yeah.
Sarah. I thought you meant our fake Sarah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Real Sarah.
You mean our fake Sarah.
I mean the real Sarah.
Oh, okay. The Sarah that we haven't met yet.
Yes, the Sarah that we haven't met yet. But yes, I agree that the Bennet witch power is going to come into play. I don't think Joe is going to die. I think Kai will die probably in the next episode.
Bummer for Kai. Said no one ever.
I like Kai.
Guys, I'm ready. I'm ready for a Delana moment. I've waited long enough. She's had no memories. We've got the mistletoe. Even if it's a force, come on, man. Give me something. Give me something. It's the holidays. I need a gift. Put something under my tree or my Star of David because I'm a Jew. We need the Hanukkah bush. I don't know what it's called. All right. Well, Katie, did you have one last prediction?
I think that the real Sarah is going to come into play somehow.
You sound like Eminem. Well, the real Sarah, please stand up. Okay. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to our after show tonight. And if you want to talk to my amazing panel, because there was so much to cover and we can't ever get to absolutely everything through the week, where can we find you? Starting with T.
Twitter and Instagram at the Tiana Hobson, and I'm gonna post that picture later tonight so that we can get a vote going for everyone. Yes. Because I think Team Tiana Katie might be right on this. I do not think that Tyler and Kai look alike at all.
Yeah. Winners.
Yeah. All right, Katie, winners. Where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Katie Campbell. That's Katie with 3 E's, and Instagram at Katie Campbell 13.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43 and online at SamDavidsonEntertainment.com.
And you can find me at Roxy Stryer. You can find us at AfterBuzz TV, AfterBuzzTV.com. Go to iTunes. Go to YouTube. No, those aren't words just coming out of my mouth. I really want you guys to do it. Please, we love your comments. We love when you rate, comment, subscribe, all of those things. It really helps out our after show. The further up we get, I don't know why Katie's laughing at me right now. No, it's actually Tiana doing the robot. Okay. So give us those comments. Tell Tiana that you want her to keep doing the robot for the rest of her life. And let us know that you're on Team Sam Roxy. Until next week. The mid-season finale.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.